to do it.
Yeah.
And so I'm gonna do a little bit of Ribis Devarim. So this is already at the end of the Perek in the Gemara, but the beginning and kind of all we've gotten to in Shulchan Aruch we haven't learned in a while, unfortunately. So the Mishnah is the part that drags on to Ayin Hey Amud Beis, the last number in the Perek. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yesh Ribis Devarim. There's a problem too. Even in words, there's a problem of interest. And then the Mishnah continues, Lo Yomar Lo Daki Ba'ish Ploni Makom Ploni. You can't tell the borrower can't tell the lender, no, that this guy is coming, right? And then we have different interpretations about whether it's the malveh telling the loveh to tell him or the loveh letting the malveh know, and if that's something that's worth money or not, not going to be our discussion. Our discussion is going to be more of what the Gemara brings up. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Omer minayin lo noshe b'chaver amanev eno ragil lahakdim lo shalom, sh'asur lahakdim lo shalom. The Braisa says, how do we know that if you borrow from somebody and previously you didn't greet him, that it's now aser? Talmud lomar neshach kol davar asher yishach, afilo dibur aser. Play on the word davar, which the Gemara has in several contexts, not just this context, but that it means dibur, even just words, can be a problem. So the first thing I wanted to discuss, well, Shulchan Aruch has this din in Kaf Samech, if, sorry, I don't have a Shulchan Aruch. I just have Bar Ilan. All my good stuff is in YU. Shulchan Aruch has the dinim of Ribis Dvarim in Seifim Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Bet. Yud is the one we just mentioned. If you didn't previously greet him, then you can't. So the first thing I wanted to discuss, is this a problem d'oraisa d'rabbanan? So at first glance, would have thought it's d'oraisa. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, why wouldn't it be d'oraisa? However, most poskim, we'll discuss in a second who holds it's d'oraisa, but Rabbi Reisman, Bris Yehuda, Rabbi Rura, Chalka Ben Yamin, all say that majority of poskim hold it's d'rabbanan. This is based on in the Rishonim, there are a couple. The Sefer HaTrumot, should I share the sheet with you guys? How do I do that?
There should be something that lets you share your screen with us.
That shared content, I think you said it, said something like that.
Oh, but I'm on my, okay. Should I switch? How do I switch to my computer then?
Just go to Zoom on your computer.
And I can join that, this thing?
Click on that link. You'll probably have to admit yourself.
Okay, so I'll do that.
What's on your sheet?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess I don't have to read the sources inside. But the Sefer,
the sheet.
Nah, it's fine. So the Sefer HaTrumot holds that way. The Chachmat Adam says, Ribis Devar, they both say explicitly that these are Derabanan, and the Pasuk, Neshach Kol Davar, is an Asmachta. The Ran in Ksubis says that as well. He's talking about the Tosos we have at the beginning of the Perek, the Klal Prad Uchlal, that excludes less than a Shavit Pruta and Karka. So the Ran says that the reason for this is that less than a Shavit Pruta is never considered money in the Torah. But then he says, but obviously it's going to be Asa Derabanan because it's Lo Gara from Ribis Devarim. If you're giving money, even if it's less than a Shavit Pruta and doesn't qualify as Torah Dik money, so it's for sure going to be Derabanan money, and low, no worse than Ribis Devarim, which is also Derabanan. He says the Rambam in Parashat Mishnayos has an interesting lashon. The way Rav Asher Weiss quoted it is different than the way the Bar Ilan has it, but same idea. The one I have from Bar Ilan, it says, the Rambam says, Divrei Rabban Gamliel v'Rabbi Shimon kulam nechonim. That the statements about don't tell him this and the statement about Laktim lo shalom, are both correct. Lamaisa about sarich ha-taladaki advarim halal v'domehem hem dvarim megunim bilvad. That they're just, I don't know what the word is, inappropriate. So he doesn't even, maybe even less than derabanan, but for sure not deoraisa. And the way Rav Asher Weiss quoted, he has a share on his website all about this topic. So he said, Sarich leitrachek mahem meod, which I guess is the same thing, but just, I guess, a little bit interesting. So who holds it's the Oraisa? So the Darkei Tshuva, in our siman, quotes that the Rivash holds that it's the Oraisa. I didn't really understand any of the people who quoted it, why they read into that Rivash that it's the Oraisa. But Chacham Avadia quotes it that way. Chacham Avadia, the Tshuva, and Yabia Omer, he quotes it that way, that it's the Oraisa. The Darkei Tshuva quotes it that it's Doraisa. That one I don't really understand. The other source that they quote, I understand a little bit more. The Tosos and Kiddushin, Chanum Bet. The Gemara there talks about Mashkon and says that the Baal Chov is Kona the Mashkon, and it quotes a pasuk Ulchati at Staka. So that it's a tzedakah to you to give the mashkon back. So the Gemara says, if it doesn't become yours, then what's the tzedakah in giving it back? So Tosfos asks there in Kiddushin, im tomar ika tzedakah mimashi yachzir lo lishkav alav. Maybe it's just that you're giving it back to him. Why can't that be the tzedakah? It's still his, and you're giving it back to him, and that's the tzedakah that you're doing. So Tosfos has two answers. The first one is where they're medayik. So the Tosfos says the Yesh Lomar Didiak Min Dichtiv Shachav B'Salmato Ve'Racheka, that the pasuk immediately before the words Ulchati Atzdaka says that he will have his item back, his mashkon back, and he'll give you a bracha. And Tosfos says Ve'Ilo Havakonale In Ken Kishim Avarcho Ha'Ani Havalei Rebis Dvarim. So Tosfos says if it's not yours, and you're giving him the mashkon back, and that's what he's blessing you for, then he's blessing you for giving him his own thing back. And really, he's just thanking you for the loan, and that's going to be Ribbis Dvarim. And so Tosfos clearly is being medayik that from a pasuk deoraisa thing that the Gemara talks about, because Baal Chov Kon and Mashkon is a rule deoraisa. And Tosfos is saying that if not for Baal Chov Kon and Mashkon, then this would be a problem of Ribbis Dvarim deoraisa. And then he gives a second answer that maybe it's the tzedakah is that you're giving him his own thing back, and not necessarily, that it can only be called tzedakah if you're giving him your thing back and not his own thing. We would never call it tzedakah if you're just giving him his own thing. If anyone has any questions, feel free to interrupt.
How does the first answer of Tosfos work?
Tosfos is that it's not from the words Ulechati et Staka. The diak of Balchov Kone Mashkon is from the words Beshachab Samato Veracheka. That he's giving the borrower is giving you a bracha. And it can't be he's giving you a bracha for the loan itself, because that's Rebbe Svarim. It must be he's giving you a bracha for giving him the mashkon that is rightfully yours. So I found in the, we learned Kiddushin Shana Bet, so Michael Max had advised me to get the Dvar Yaakov. Dvar Yaakov like summarizes all the Rishonim and Achronim on every sugya. So there, he has the Rav Elchanan in on Kiddushin, Ayin Zayin, proves from this Tosfos, and Chacham Avadia actually is medayik from it also, that Ribbis Dvarim, according to this Tosfos, is Doraisa. The Dvar Yaakov, Rabbi Elchanan asked a couple of questions on that. Number one, how could it be Doraisa? It's not Katzutz. So not sure how strong that question is. It could just be And the Hora Brura in the back says that the, one second, so that it's not katzitz. I don't understand. It could just be that it's a case that it is katzitz, and that's why it's deraisa. How far-fetched that is, I'm not sure. Rav Elchanan definitely seemed to think it's impossible, but in the back of the Hora Brura, he quotes that the Rimi Gash holds that if it's katzitz, it's daraisa, and if it's not katzitz, it's not daraisa, which would be like regular ribbis. I don't know. Some of the ribbis dvarims that we have don't seem so far-fetched that it would be katzitz, like if it's the Tovas Hana'a ones, if those are considered ribbis dvarim. If I lend you this, you'll give me the business. The questions I was asking about reinvesting in my company, those Tovas Hana'a ones, those could be katzitz. So I don't know why Rav Elchanan thinks it's so dachuk to be katzitz. He also says, which we have, I think it's somewhere in Shulchan Aruch, but we haven't gotten to yet, that there's no neshech. He says there is tarbis, but there's no neshech. So how could it be daraisa? Is that somewhere in Shulchan Aruch?
I think we did have something like that. No?
Not that I've gotten to yet. I'm not sure.
Maybe there was a Ramah, maybe? I don't remember.
What are we referring, like similar to the beginning of the Perek? That
there's no, yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. So the Dvar Yaakov also quotes, and Chacham Avadya seemed into this also, that maybe Tosos doesn't really hold that it's Daraisa. Tosos, and this answers Rav Elchanan's question, because he doesn't hold it's Daraisa because there's no Ketzitza. But maybe he's hinting to the Taz in multiple places, in Arachaim and Yeridea, about that the Rabbanan can't forbid something that's explicitly allowed in the Torah. The Tosos is saying, if the Torah was hinting to the fact that this is allowed, so how could it be that the Midir Rabbanan, they said it was now Aser? The Tosos is really holding it's only Aser Der Rabbanan. Now the Dvar Yaakov just points out, although Chacham Avadya seems to stick to that, the Dvar Yaakov points out that then it's not really a proof, it's not a source. When the Gemara asks, so where's the source that Balchov Konim Ashkon, and then the Gemara quotes a Pasuk, if it's not really a source, it's just a proof that that's the case, because otherwise how could they say it's Asa Midir Rabbanan? So then why did the Gemara quote it as a source instead of, so,
right.
I guess, Tzarchian. But Chacham Avadya, we'll see that tshuva later, seems to hold of this approach as well. That maybe the Tosos is hinting to that idea of the Taz. The Hora Brura just
I have a thought.
Who hold that? Yeah.
I don't know if this is a good idea, but you guys can tell me that it's not. Maybe that Rambam Pirushim Ashtayas you quoted that didn't really use a lashon of Aser, just said like it's disgusting or that we should keep away from it. Maybe that is like a Svara Deraisa. So even if it's not like a Isser Deraisa, maybe this, the fact that we shouldn't do Ribbis Tvarim is like some sort of Meguna Deraisa. And that's enough for Tosos to be able to say that the Torah can't be telling you to do that. But not that it's actually an Isser Deraisa. You hear what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if that like,
Hike.
If there's such a concept Hike. As that. What did I say? I can't see him.
It's hard to say because, like, the entire idea of ribbis is a chiddush. A little bit in lecha chiddush al mashi yesh, but I don't know if I take svaras and extend it. The svaras are not machrach. Maybe just.
Okay, it was just a thought. Good.
Okay. The Hora Brura also just pointed out that there's a Ritva on Samach Gimel, that if it's something that you could charge for, then everyone would agree. That would be Aser Daraisa, Eset Katzet. So presumably, some of the Tovasana cases, Esh Tovasana Mamon, or things like that, that are, I don't know, if you charge for advertising and things like that, if that would count. Lamay Nafkamina, if it's Daraisa Darabanan, so we'll see later. Giving it back probably is not relevant. But maybe for Dvar Mitzvah, which we saw the Rama says, well, we didn't actually get to that Rama, but we saw it quoted, that for a Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to violate Rebbe's Darabanan. Okay, next. The Beit Yosef quotes the Aghot Maimoniot, that if it's only a problem if you mention a loan, that if you say when you're doing this Rebbe's Devarim, that it's for the loan. The Beit Yosef doesn't think that that's the case, and he doesn't give it any mention in Shulchan Aruch at all. Next thing the Beit Yosef quoted, the Haghot Maimoniot, that if the Malveh, I don't know, he has a little bit of an unclear Lashon, that if you're Machzik Tova for him and he's Machzik Tova back, that it's okay. Basically, like if he responds to your thank you, then it's fine. And the Beit Yosef says, I don't really get why that would be the case or what that even means. So Rav Asher Weiss quoted the Mahari Kash, Mahari Kastro, in his Awala Yaakov. He has two approaches, both going to be important and relevant. The first one he says is that it's already after the repayment. So the borrower, when after he repays, the borrower says thank you, and the lender says thank you back for not making this a hassle. Thank you for paying back on time. Thank you for not making me chase you. And so it's just like and the point is that since it's after repayment, it's okay, which Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch imply, and the Achronim, I don't have the Shulchan Aruch Tzurat Hadaf, but the Chida, I think, is somewhere on the page there. And Shirei Bracha Vav, the Malveh Hashem quotes it, the Chalka Binyamin quotes it, Rabbi Reisman quotes it, that after you've already paid back, then Ribbis Devarim becomes irrelevant. Maybe it's like some sort of like Gzeira L'Gzeira, that Ribbis Milcheres is only Darabanan, and Ribbis Devarim is only Darabanan, so that maybe Ribbis Milcheres on a Devarim would be Gzeira L'Gzeira, and so that's allowed, and that's perhaps what the Haghot Maimoniot was talking about when he said that if you say thank you and he says you're welcome or something, like, or thank you back, that it's okay. So just generally, how long after is considered after for this halacha that Shulchan Aruch has? So the Nesivos Shalom quotes from Darkei Tshuva that after Tok Kedei Dibur already is okay. So that's pretty short. He himself, the Nesivos Shalom, the Ribbis Nesivos Shalom, is surprised that it could be so short, and says he doesn't get why it would be so short, but he doesn't offer his own amount of time. So that's the only source I was able to find about how much time is considered after. Maybe what we talked about with giving gifts for how long is considered after. Scott's Chabura. Were there shittas about that?
Scott? I don't remember.
I think Chol Kulam in there said anything that's nicker as part of the relationship because of the loan, then that's a problem. But I think that okay. Shear
that would definitely be longer than talking to.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be much longer. But I think that shear is not the same. That's a little more serious of an Indian. You're giving someone a gift that's like monetary. This is words. I think I don't think it's compared. I don't think it has to be the same.
Do you think either of you, I think it was the Shach by Ribbis Milcheres, that if your Kavana, even if your Kavana is that it's for the loan, that it makes it worse, even if it otherwise would have been mutter? Do you think that would apply by Ribbis Devarim?
Okay, Yeah, that's my next question. The Hora Abrura in his Bir Halacha. So he says, he quotes the Malve Hashem, or Moshe Halevi, that even if you say it explicitly, but once it's after repayment, it's okay. But he himself doesn't like it. He thinks the Shulchan Aruch Harav implies against that, because the Shulchan Aruch says that even before the loan, you're not allowed to flatter your lender. Chanufa is usher to your lender, so that's Ribbis Mukdemes. So he says probably the same thing would be on the back end, that Milcheres would be usher if it's explicit. Is that what you were asking? Or?
Well, I'm saying even if it's not explicit, but I know in my heart, I'm only saying good Shabbos to you because you lent me that money last year that I paid back.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing I was wondering, this might be harder to like imagine in a case.
If you say it's Daraisa, then that's probably definitely that Shach, I would assume, definitely applies.
Yeah, nobody holds Daraisa. Okay. Yeah.
The other thing I was going to ask,
what's the other thing?
Is if somehow, if you were Kotzeitz Ribbis Tavarim for forever, like I said, Dubin, I'll lend you, you say, Scott, can I borrow a dollar? I'll pay you back later today. I said, sure, I'll lend you a dollar, but then you have to say good morning to me every day for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
So are those mutter? Because it's after you paid it back? Or is that worse because it was kitsitsa? I don't know. You hear the question, right?
Yeah. So what that the Taz that we struggled with, Sif Katan Hey, about not being allowed to ask anything from your borrower, that was probably talking about even after you've repaid, right?
I don't know if the Taz would ask it, but I do think that...
No, you don't know?
Maybe, but I think that Scott's case for sure is Oster. That's not after the time of the payment. The time of the payment is according to when you specify that you should pay back the Ribbis. If you tell somebody, here's $100 for 100, plus I want you to pay me $1 every year on January 1st for the rest of your life. That's Ribbis Kitsutza. That's not Ribbis Mucheres. That's Shat Piron. Your Shat Piron extends the whole life. So to here.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I like that. That's a good answer.
Okay, so the second approach that Rav Asher Weiss quoted from the Alei Yaakov, the Ma'ari Kash, is that you're just exchanging pleasantries. You're saying thank you, and I say back, you're welcome. So that's not an issue. When that's the case, that's not an issue. If it's the case of the Shulchan Aruch of Lahakdim Lo Shalom, then that's a problem. But the Hagahot Maimoniot was talking about where it's just a back and forth. It's a normal conversation. So that brings us to the question of whether you're allowed to say thank you. So there's a lot of opinions about that. There's a story I heard from Rabbi Waxman. I think it was about Rav Mordechai Schwab. Rav Mordechai Schwab went to Rav Yerucham Lavavitz, apparently when they were going home from the Mir in Europe. He needed some money to get home, to borrow money for a train ticket or something. So he went to the, not sure why you go to the Mashkiach, but he went to the Mashkiach, Rav Yerucham Lavavitz, and he asked, can I borrow some money? And Rav Yerucham said, sure, here's some money. And Rav Mordechai Schwab said, thank you. And Rav Yerucham Lavavitz started like berating him. How could you say thank you? Don't you know that that's Ribbis Tavarim? So the next year came, Ben Azmanim, he was going to borrow money again. And this time he didn't say thank you. And Rav Yerucham Lavavitz started yelling at him again. How could you not say thank you? Do you know Hakar Satov? What have we been teaching you in this yeshiva? And he said, Rebbe, I don't get it. Last year you told me I wasn't allowed. So Rav Yerucham said, yeah, but It's true, you're not allowed, but at least I should be able to see on your face that you really wanted to. You should have the feeling of Hakara Satov, but it should be, but it's Aser. So is it actually Aser? So this is often quoted. Rabbi Leibowitz gave this Malach as a Machlokas of Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe. Rav Shlomo Zalman, I don't know, I a little bit struggled to find on Otzer HaChachma Menchat Shlomo, and I couldn't really find the one I was looking for on Bar Ilan. I'm not really sure how Menchat Shlomo works. But Rav Moshe is in Chelek Aleph Simon Pei, Vigros Moshe, and he was asked, can I, if I'm publishing a sefer and I want to borrow money for the publishing, can I put a thank you at the beginning? So Moshe says, no, you can't put a thank you at the beginning, but you can make a hoda'a with an ayin, a modi'a, that he should have, the person donating money should have bracha. And Rav Shlomo Zalman, not directly responding to that, but responding to that in Minchat Shlomo, Aleph, Chelek Aleph, gift from Zoom. We removed the 40-minute time limit. So he says that thank you would be allowed. He says exactly the opposite of Moshe. Thank you would be allowed because thank yous have no meaning. And as opposed to a bracha, which we now have real power, that Avraham Avinu was given the power of bracha, and we as his children have that power. Brachas, those words have real power, and the thank you is just stam words. The way Rabbi Leibowitz quoted it in the Minchat Shlomo, in the footnote, there are no footnotes on Bar Ilan, so I couldn't find it. They say that they afterwards showed him the Shulchan Aruch Harav that says explicitly that it's aser using the word lahodot, it's aser to thank. And so he retracted. Rav Asher Weiss quoted this as in Chelek Bet Simon Samachet, but I couldn't find that either. So not sure. That he retracted, but they both said, Rabbi Leibowitz and Rav Asher Weiss both said that, and the Nesiva Shalom says this, that Rav Asher Weiss, sorry, that Rav Shlomo Zalman still Baal Peh gave the psak that it was allowed, even though in deference to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he said to retract in some capacity, either in a footnote or in a different chelek. But still, Baal Peh, he said it was mutter. I was listening also on Torah Anytime. There's a Rav from Passaic, of Gershon West. He has, I look online, he has like a Choshen Mishpat Kolal in Passaic. So he said he called Rav Shmuel first from Chicago. And he said, what's the deal with saying thank you? Because he knows he's a Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein. And he said, no, Rav Moshe Feinstein regularly would tell people it's allowed, that tshuva is only talking about an elaborate thank you that you're publishing in a sefer for hundreds of years that people are going to be reading. And that's much more than just saying a thank you when you borrow money. And apparently the grandchildren of Rav Moshe say the same thing. Just in terms of the other approaches on that. Rav Asher Weiss said for sure it would be allowed. He thought even stronger than the question the Shulchan Aruch Harav on Rav Shlomo Zalman is that the Rambam. Dubin?
We lost Dubin and Scott? Two Dubins.
Okay, working.
What happened?
My phone died?
No, we lost Scott in the meantime.
Oh, man.
You might just have to re-admit him. I'll probably be right back.
Sorry about that, Scott. So he said that the Rambam mentions that it's usher to give praise, and words of praise probably don't have the same power as a bracha or a klala, and still the Rambam says that it's usher. So, but anyway, he thought the question was not really so strong because both of them are talking about back in the day where praise meant a lot, or Shulchan Aruch Harav, where a thank you probably meant a lot. But nowadays, we're much more polite. We say thank you, like when someone holds open a door for you, even if he didn't hold it open any longer. If you're one step behind him, you say thank you. That's just like, that's what we do. We say thank you and sorry all the time. And he said, it's not a slight on the older Doros and not praising us at all. It's just the happens to be the reality. He said, like the Nazis, obviously, any nicer because of it. So nowadays we throw out thank yous very cheaply, but that doesn't mean much. So he, in the end, was makeup for the thank you. The Abrura was makeup for the thank you. The Sefer Ribis Lor HaHalacha quotes Chaim Ben Tzion Abba Shaul, who's Mekel. Nechelka Ben Yamin, I had looked at that a while ago and don't have one with me. But I think he's not so into the thank you. He says definitely you can't praise or give him a bracha. Like say Yashar Koach or Tiskel HaMitzvos or something like that. But he says like maybe you can say thank you because that's just common Derech Eretz. Chacham Avadya in Halichot Olam is also Mekel. One more Machmir. The Orchot Rabbeinu says that the Chazon Ish, when he would lend money to people, would tell them, "Don't say thank you to me."
But like even is it even like so little greater than zero? Like is it saying thank you nicer than not saying thank you?
Rav Asher Weiss said just because you're lending to somebody doesn't mean that you have to mistreat them. A thank you is not paying back more than you borrowed. A thank you is paying back what you borrowed and it's just like, not paying back less.
Okay, it's like common decency.
Not spitting in his face just because he lent you money.
Okay, interesting.
But yeah, somebody asked that to Rabbi West. He said, like, if it's dependent on how big the thank you is and how derech eretz it is, then for more money, you should be able to say more. And he said, yeah, I'm not sure about that. Because I was wondering that also, then maybe you could even say that potentially for money, that common decency is that if somebody's lending you $1 million, that you would buy them a bottle of wine or something, buy them flowers for Shabbos. But probably that wouldn't be allowed, even if that's just derech eretz. Allowed, even if it's just for derech eretz. So thank you. And the Sefer Chacham Avadya was also machmir about that. He says difficult to be lenient, to even give a bracha at the beginning unless he gives some of it as a donation that you don't have to pay back for, and then you could thank him for that. But Rabbi Mazuz, he's the Rosh Shiva of Kisei Rachamim in Bnei Brak. So he quotes a couple of svarim that he has. He has an article in Or Torah Journal, a couple of svarim, including the Knesset Agdola, that at the beginning of their sefer have a thank you to somebody who lent the money. And he quotes a Divrei Malkiel that when it's for a Dvar Mitzvah, and this is only Derabanan, that's allowed because we're going to be encouraging more people in the future to donate money. So that would be allowed. One other thing I'll just mention that I thought was interesting. Where was it? Where did I see it? I think it was in the Nesiva Shalom. Yeah. The Nesiva Shalom says you're allowed to say that I wish I could say thank you, but it's Usher. which I a little bit don't understand. I actually, unrelated a little bit, but I think related. I had asked this to my chassan teacher during Nida. Are you allowed to say to your wife, like, I wish I could give you a hug? Or is that too much? So he said he didn't know if either of you have seen that question before as chassan teachers. To me seemed problematic. And to me, this also would seem problematic. That's basically saying thank you, saying like, I owe you a lot of gratitude, but I'm not going to say it. But Nesiva Shalom says that would be allowed. So maybe it would be allowed for your wife when she's in Ida also. I'm not sure. Thoughts?
I feel like it should be okay by Nida. I don't know.
Should be okay.
Okay. It's not really divrei chib. It's not real.
Not by Ribis.
It could be. It's also good by Ribis. I feel like
I think
once you say it in such like a stiff halachic manner, I wish I could do it, but it's usur. It doesn't really mean to anybody. Like, oh, this is such a warm thank you.
Yeah. Also, like the parallel's not. The parallel is not like perfect. Like saying, I can't say thank you is kind of like a thank you. But you can't say that I can't give you a hug.
It's not like a
hug. Like a hug.
It's worse.
You could just say it's like a chiba. But then you can have to figure out if that, I don't know. Probably depends on the context.
Yeah. Okay. Another thing the Chris Yehuda mentioned is that if the guy will be offended by you not saying thank you, then you can also say thank you, which also I thought was a little bit surprising. But maybe it's just like what Rav Asher Weiss said, that you don't have to mistreat him just because he lent you money. And yeah. Okay. Stop there.
Shkoyach.